Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Woman proposes banning a certain number in football.
I can only imagine what it is. I'm going to stay.
Stay on this one.
Any guesses on the number?
69.
It is not 69.
67?
21?
Nope. Oh, sorry.
21.
Not 21.
Okay.
Tanya Brown, the sister of Nicole Brown Simpson, is proposing the NFL ban the wearing of O.J. Simpson's former number, 32.
Nope.
Tanya says the number remains deeply tied to trauma for many people connected to the case. She said, it's also the 32nd year of Nicole and Ron's murders. Every time I see someone on the field with that number, it brings me back and I have trauma. It's important to note Tanya is not officially organizing a campaign yet, but instead hoping the NFL just takes her wishes into consideration, which we know the NFL is so great at hearing other people out.
So are we supposed, if we started banning the numbers of everybody who, I mean, OJ's crimes were more serious than just spousal abuse, but allegedly, but all right, we've
Got
a lot.
That's the other thing.
Ray Lewis's number got to go.
Right.
Everybody's number got to go. Who beats their wife? I'm sorry for their loss, obviously, but stop it.
Here's a number.
Don't watch football then.
Here's the other thing, too. We're also hitting a point in time where there's a whole generation who won't even remember O.J. Simpson other than what they've read about the case. Not so much what's on the field, right? So there's that.
I mean, I know his history. I was, when Frank first said O.J. Simpson, I was like, what was his number? I knew it was in the 30s because it was a running back, but I was like, I don't remember.
I don't know. This one feels like a stretch, even though I am sorry for their loss. It feels like a bit of a stretch. I don't believe Roger Goodell is probably going to hear this one out.
The people
directly involved in the case is a dozen at best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, no sympathy here.
No.
And I read that and I was like, oh, you're not actually organizing. You're just speaking into existence. That's not going to work.
That doesn't work in this world.
Bye, Felicia.
Pop star granted restraining order from stalker.
Oh. I'll stay.
I know how much Parker loves pop star stalker stories, so I'm going to swipe.
Parker?
I was going to swipe anyway, but before that really strange accusation, Brian.
All right, we're swiping.
Commit to the bit, Parker.
Marvel actor refuses to host Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I saw the headlines of this. Stay.
I want to stay because I like Marvel and Saturday Night Live.
Oh, now we got Brian's interests. All right. Yeah. We will not be seeing... Can we guess which superhero, Brian?
It's probably a second tier superhero. I'll say Jeremy Renner, but
it is not Jeremy Renner. We will not be seeing Tom Holland, aka Spider-Man.
Why Spider-Man?
Hosting SNL.
What's his beef?
All right, Holland appeared on an episode of Amy Poehler's podcast Good Hang, saying he's heavily dyslexic and is scared to read the cue cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, for me, I can read fine, but when I have to read out loud, it just becomes like kind of a mental block and I can freeze up.
Or did he say went on to say, club?
Yep. He's really lucky that he's been offered the hosting gig multiple times, but it's not for him. And he's turned it down every single time.
Wow. Who knew Spider-Man was dyslexic?
All right.
Don't you work with him at some point and be like, hey, we'll get you through this. Like you're an actor.
Yeah, but if he's that nervous and his whole,
and I'm going to assume that just going through school as a kid, and I'm sure there was a whole lot that went into that. Yeah. So I can respect that, right? Like I can totally respect that.
A man's got to know his limitations.
He's so talented though, right? Like you would love to see him in that role for sure.
Yeah, but then I don't want to see him embarrass himself. And if he's uncomfortable he's not going to be his best, because in the back of his mind, he's always going to be thinking about, you know.
Yeah.
And you know his agent's like, oh, they really want you to do this. I really wish you would do this.
And then after, if something goes wrong, he goes, I told you not to
I
do this.
I told you. You right? should have done that.
But kudos to him for knowing his limitations and being honest about it.
Right. Artist helps push Vermont bill into law.
Oh. I'll stay.
Syrup law? I don't care. Swipe.
Syrup law.
I'll stay.
Parker's staying. Noah Kahn has shot into superstardom as of late and helped get a bill passed in his home state of Vermont. Kahn testified earlier this year before the Vermont State Senate to support Bill H-512, which aims to crack down on predatory resale practice and ticket scalping.
Okay. No syrup at all.
No. Kahn said, as an artist that cares deeply about the fan experience and accessibility of concert tickets, this bill is a critical step in eliminating predatory resale behaviors and offer Vermonters a great solution for exchanging and reselling tickets on a safe marketplace. The new law was officially approved by Vermont Governor Phil Scott last week. The legislation caps Vermont's ticket resale prices at 110% of their original value for concerts, sporting events, and other live entertainment. Now, this is great coming from a guy whose ticket prices right now on resale market are insane.
Are they? You guys will be proud ticket, of me. I just started listening to him.
Brian, cheapest ticket at Wrigley Field, $450.
Wow. That's Wrigley Field just gouging everybody.
That's everywhere.
Don't like it. That's Don't like it at all. All right. Thank you, Frank.